This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. When the storms within us rage, you are the light. You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning. Hey, good Saturday morning to you. Hey, this is Landon coming at you live from the studio for Lifeline Ministries. It is called that because I am giving you a chance to pick up the line, the phone line. That's what we called it back in the day. I know it's a digital signal now, but you get it. Pick up the line. Call in if you want and get a new life, start a new life, start life. Let me tell you this. If you don't, number one, if I wasn't saved, you know what I'd do? I'd get saved. That's about it. If I knew that I was not in salvation, there's nothing going to save me in the end. Death, destruction, hell awaits me. Or if I wasn't sure, if I thought, what if that teaching is true and it does await me? Well, I'd go ahead and get saved. I mean, why roll the dice on your life? That's a major thing. Not like you're betting on money, which comes and goes. This is your life, man. So we're giving you a chance. We're giving you a lifeline to call up here, use that phone line, and get a new life in Christ. Remember, Jesus said the words, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That's life. No one else in the entire history of the world can look at you and say, I have come, my presence, the reason I'm here on this earth is to give you life. They couldn't do that. They couldn't do that. He's the only one that has life, eternal life. Remember the woman at the well? He said, hey, look, the water that I give you will be in you, rivers of living water flowing into eternal life. You'll never thirst again. Anyway, good morning. This is Landon. The program's called Lifeline for that reason. I will give you phone numbers as we teach this morning, which is a phenomenal teaching right from the Lord. We're going to bring the throne room into your living room. Okay, we're not playing with this thing. Been baking with God on this for a while. We're going to bring the throne room into your living room and glorify God. I'm nothing but the mouthpiece. I'm out of the way. God's going to flow and come into your living room and teach you and talk to you and pull on your heartstrings this very morning. And the number to call here, okay, when you get excited, when you feel yourself getting overwhelmed, when he's pulling on your heartstring, you're like, man, that's me. Oh my gosh, I need that. I know that's me. I need to change his ways. I need to change my life. I'm tired of this addiction. I'm tired of this stuff, this broke marriage, this broke house. I'm tired of this life. I don't have life. You know what? He's right. Jesus said he comes to give life. I've never accepted him. How could I have life? 221-1100. That's it for you right there. 221. You're going to pick the line up and you're going to get yourself life. 221-1100. Your life starts today, man. Don't listen to any other voice. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know who's speaking, what's speaking. I don't know if the radio's on in some other room. I don't know if kids are calling. I don't know what's going on. Listen to no other voice. Close your eyes. Take a minute and just say, Jesus, do you love me? Jesus, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the one I'm talking to. Do you love me? I already know what you heard. Jesus only in him, in Christ Jesus, is yes and amen. He has to love you. Love, he is love. It's his nature. He can't go against the person that he is. God is love, the Bible says. So I know you heard yes. Now listen to me. Come to him. 221-1100. If you're out of town, dial 888-221-8990. Don't shortchange yourself on real life. Okay, we've been trained and programmed by the videos and the images that we see in this world that there's a life and that's the life that belongs to us. That's a lie. That's not the life that belongs to you. What God has to offer you is immensely higher and immensely better and on a whole nother level that you haven't seen with your eye, nor understood with your mind, nor heard with your ear yet. I'm going to give you a taste of heaven here this morning. 221-1100 is the number to call and get it and 221-8990 is the number out of town to get it. Go on your laptop, go on your computer, go WCNO.com, go to the official site and click on live broadcast. Listen right now, any country, anywhere. So call anybody and say, get on your computer, go to WCNO.com, go to the official site and listen to this live broadcast right now from 2 Peter chapter 1. If you miss it, go on demand. I know we had the on-demand switched up this week and the wrong voice was on our channel or whatever and all that. Who cares? Hopefully you got something out of whoever that was, but we're going to fix that. So go on demand and listen to these. No problem. Go on demand. Listen anytime you want. All right. Now listen, tune in, get your Bible, get your laptop, get your phone, get something up and get to 2 Peter chapter 1. Get something on where you can see these words for yourself. Let them come in your eye gate, set up on the throne of your heart. Let them come in your ears. That's 2 Peter chapter 1 this morning. Father God, we give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. Jehovah God, Yahweh, we talk to you. We come to you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, through the name of Jesus, through the bloodline of Jesus, through the salvation that we have found, through the offer that was made to us by Christ, by his blood, we step into your kingdom. We are in your presence. We're coming and bowing before your throne with your power, saying, Lord, come to us this morning. Teach us this morning, Lord. Wipe me out, land, and take him away for a minute in the physical. Manifest yourself through me. Let these lips speak what you want only, Lord. I surrender my tongue to you, that my tongue only teach and bring forth the things you would have me say this morning. Don't let me err, Lord. I surrender this airwave to you. Come across and annihilate any inflictions and any poison arrows that come for the enemy. Destroy those right now so the message comes clear, so it reaches the hearts clear, so that we bring the throne room of heaven into your living room right now. Thank you, Father God. We pray this all in the mighty name of Jesus. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Peter writes this second epistle. This is a letter. Peter's writing a letter to a group of people. It says that Peter wrote this letter, and this letter is similar to the teaching in Jude. You'll find that what was going on this time, let me give you a brief background, what was going on this time, false teachers were coming in. And it says that they would eventually come. The Word of God prophesies this. It says false teachers will eventually come, and they will deceive many. Well, what we're doing here, Peter's coming, and he's saying, listen, this is those who have obtained like precious faith. So he's speaking, more than likely, all the theologies on this lead to he's speaking to the Gentiles. So Peter's talking to us. Now, this is also for the Jew. So if you happen to be Jewish this morning, do not turn off. It's for you. You're the chosen one for this doctrine. But Peter's speaking to, in this particular letter, I believe, to a group of Gentile believers. And he's saying, listen, there's some false doctrine that's coming that's crept in. He goes, here's what's going on, okay? Some believe that it was addressed to an entirely different group. This second letter of Peter was particularly directed against the Gnostic teaching that was going on of that time and the anti-Romanian, because there was a lot of Romanian, a lot of different teachers coming in. He says, listen, we don't want those philosophies. We don't want any philosophy coming in but the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Here's why. Because the Gnostics taught that in addition to believing in Christ, and listen to that, in addition to believing in Christ, as if believing in Christ and receiving his salvation, receiving what he did for you and the blood he shed for you on the cross was not enough. That's enough. When Jesus said, it is finished, that means there is nothing else you need but this atonement that I've offered God for your sins. You accept me, I'll work the rest out if you listen to me. And we're going to show that in 1 Peter here in 2 seconds. Listen, so what was going on there, Peter said, all right, look, all these teachings got to go. We're not worried about this teaching that Gnostics were bringing about. In addition to believing in Christ, you must also believe the esoteric knowledge. He says, no. Peter's coming with this letter now, and he's saying, listen to me. Simon Peter, I'm the guy that was in the boat when Jesus come walking on top of the water. Now this is, listen, that's supernatural. You can see Jesus walking on top of water in the middle of a sea is supernatural. That is way above anything in the natural realm. He defied gravity. He defied the buoyancy of water totally. He took natural law. I mean, like if you jump off a condo on the beach, you're going to fall and you're going down and you're going to die. That gravity's no joke. It is a law. You can't get around it. Jesus can. He can take the laws and change them into your favors. What I'm trying to tell you this morning, Jesus walked on top of the law. He walked on top of the buoyancy of the water. He walked on top of the gravity. He walked towards Peter. Peter looked him in the eye. They had a moment where they acknowledged each other. He was looking him. He was in Christ. He looked at him, got mesmerized by him. He was in him, fixated on him, and said, Lord, if it's you, you bid me come. Jesus said one word, changed the entire course of the universe, the entire laws of nature, just for Peter. The cocky man that he's been, you know, everybody that studies scripture, he's got the reputation for the slick mouth, for the quick answers. Peter, just like you and me, looked out, said, Lord, if it's you, man, bid me come, command me come. Open your mouth and say the word that I know that you have decreed this and commanded this, because I know enough in my futile thinking that by your word, if you give me one word and you command it, I know it'll be so. I've watched you do enough miracles now that I believe that if you say to do it, I can do it. Jesus looked him in the eye and said, come. That's all he said. Nothing else. Come. Peter stepped out of a boat. Listen to me. Put his foot on water and walked across the water towards Jesus. Now, when he took his eye off Jesus, we all know the story, and lost his connection. Remember, he was in Christ. In Christ, all things are possible. He all of a sudden became in the natural when he looked down and went, oh my gosh, I'm walking on water. He totally lost his focus on the Lord and focused on the fact that I'm doing something that defies nature. Oh my gosh, I'm in trouble. The minute he thought that, he was in trouble. So what are you going to focus on today? You're going to focus on this scripture I'm teaching you? You're going to focus on Christ? You're going to keep thinking the same way you have and get the same results you do and have your house exactly like it is and have the problems you have today exactly on you? Are you happy with where you've turned out? Are you happy with my best thinking? Listen, let's get real. Swallow the pride this morning. Hold on. That's a good example of swallowing pride. Sorry, that was kind of weird. Swallow your pride this morning. Forget about all the self-righteousness. And go, you know what? He's right. I'm 20, 30, 15, 40, 60, 92 years old. And my best thinking got me here. There's got to be something better than this. Peter said, well, listen to me. Listen to me. Peter said, hey, this is Peter talking to you. The one that walked on water. The one that denied Jesus. I've been through so much with Christ that I finally got to understand him. And I've got a lot of revelation to give you. Let me give it to you, man. He says, I'm Peter, the servant and the apostle of Jesus Christ. And I'm speaking to them that have obtained faith, to those who have this like precious faith, the belief system and the trust in Jesus Christ with us through the righteousness of God. You can never obtain the belief in Jesus through any righteousness but God's, he says. So through the righteousness of God with us, to those who obtain this stuff through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. What's Peter saying here? Let's actually look at this thing. Peter is saying these words. He's saying, listen, I, Simon Peter, and not only I'm a servant and an apostle of God. Servant means I have volunteered and subjected myself basically to, don't get caught on the word, slavery unto God. I would rather be a slave for God, he says, than a slave of that beer that calls me every night, than a slave of my job. I can't get away. I've turned into a slave. I'm addicted to the money. I work day and night. When I'm not at work, I'm on my phone. When I'm not on my phone, I'm on my computer. I'm making deals. I can't stop. I'm a slave to it. I'm a slave to these cigarettes. No matter what I do, I can't stop. They call me. I'm a slave to them. So when you hear him say he's a slave to Christ, wake up. If you're going to be a slave to something, be a slave to Christ. Don't be a slave to the sweets you can't put down. Don't be a slave to the cigarette that you just calls your name in the middle of the night. Don't do it. He says, I'm Peter. And let me tell you, I'm going to give myself a little bit of credit here so you know why I'm writing this, you know who I am, so you have a background that I understand Christ. He goes, I'm a servant. I'm a slave to Jesus, but yet at the same time, I'm also an apostle of Jesus. I'm a delegate and I'm a commissioner of this message. He has made me an ambassador of this gospel message. You know why? You become a servant or slave to Christ. You surrender yourself and you submit your will to his. He'll lift you up. The Bible says, humble yourselves as a little child, and God will exalt you. So you humble yourself, you become a servant, you become a bondservant, a slave to Jesus. You labor over his word and scripture. He'll make you, like he did Peter, an ambassador of this gospel. You'll start to understand the message as you bake with him, spend time with him, and get to learn the knowledge of him. So Peter says, I'm both, man. I'm a slave, and I'm an ambassador of this message of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I want to speak to them that have also got on board and said, hey, you know what? I accept Christ. I accept Jesus this morning, Landon. I accept him. I want this precious faith. I want this precious, valuable asset in my life of this persuasion and this consistency from God. I want this credence. I want to make this conviction between God and I that I won't step away from. I want this truth and this belief system to come in part and be a part of my life. And he says, listen, these are those who've obtained like precious faith. How? Next thing he says is through the righteousness of God. Through the righteousness of God. Let's skip over that for just a second, come back to it and go backwards. The next thing it says is, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And our Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's come this morning to Jesus Christ. Let's come this morning to the Savior, which is another word for deliverer. He is that one. He is the God-man or the Christ. He's the Savior of the world. And if you look the word up in the Greek, he is a deliverer. Christ is your deliverer. He's here to deliver you from the bondage of this world, the passions and the lust of this world, and the things you've chased have got you caught in. And don't tell me, listen, let me tell you something. Let me shed some light on something this morning. If you've been struggling with something, if you've been struggling with some kind of addiction or any other thing in your life, pornography, cigarettes, like I say, I just throw things out there. I'm not pointing at certain people. We just got to use the things that are real. This is the real stuff going on in the world. Okay, if you're hooked on Wall Street, if you're hooked on something and it's been 20 years and you tell people, man, I just got this little weakness here. I just got this with this vodka calls my name. I can't stop with these little things. I just can't stop. I'm a good guy. I just got this. If you've had a weakness for 20 years, you're in bondage. If you've had that same struggle for 10 years, you're not a guy with a little struggle. You're not a woman battling something. You're a person in bondage. I'm going to give you the truth. You've got to wake up. Somebody's got to get you in here and bring the throne room to your living room. Let's go to the good news of this. So he says, don't worry about it, man. Come to Christ, get the salvation, let him deliver you, and then check it out. When you get this precious faith I just spoke about, he says, Peter said, I'm talking to them that have obtained this precious, this valuable faith, this valuable persuasion of God. When you get this persuasion of God, it only comes to you through the righteousness of God. Don't worry about what you did yesterday. When God comes and you receive Jesus and you got the salvation and you've been delivered from the thing, God will move in. He'll superimpose his righteousness on you to get rid of your corruption and your moral deities and the things you've done that are no good. He'll push them aside and push them out the door and say, you know what? You've accepted my son. We've covered you in the blood. All your sins have been forgiven. I've cast them as far as the east as the west. I don't remember them anymore. And now on top of that, I give you my righteousness. I justify you. He'll bang that gavel. Bam. That one there now belongs to me. He's justified by my blood. He's justified by my son. He's justified by his salvation. He's now a dignified man. He's an excellent man. Whatever he did from this moment past is gone. He's a new creature. Son, go and sin no more. You'll notice Jesus, every time he healed someone, every time he did something for someone and the Spirit came upon them, when the kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven came down and was present and operated upon that person and dealt with that situation and put them back in line with God's will, he'd look at somebody and say, go. Meaning, go share this good news. Go give this message to the next guy and do the same thing that was done unto you. Give to someone else. Freely you've received this, son. Now freely give it. Freely you've received this morning, daughter. Now freely give it. He says, go. And sin no more, unless a worse thing come unto you. I, by my righteousness, have set you free, justified you, made you in right standing with God, by my power, by my divine essence, by my divine being. Now, don't sin again. Go and sin no more, because the devil has seen what has happened. You still have an enemy lurking out there. Stay with me, and I'll protect you. If you decide to leave me and go back into sin, he's liable to chase you twice as hard, because he's seen where you've come from. And he knows you belong to me now. So now he really has a holy hatred toward you because you're my son and my daughter, my family member. When you become my child, the devil definitely does not like you. But it doesn't matter because I'm your father. And I've got the power to keep you, sustain you from all of that through the knowledge of me. Excuse me. Something. AC's hard or whatever. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. How's that? We'll solve that right now. All right, listen, the next thing Peter says then, he says, okay, cool. Now that you've come to Christ, now that you've realized that you are a part of those that have obtained this faith, you're the Gentile people I'm speaking to, you've accepted Jesus, you've been redeemed, you got the righteousness of God on you. He says, check this out. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Whoa, that just went right by you. Listen, grace and peace be multiplied where? Unto you. What did Peter just say? He said, listen, grace we know is the graciousness of God the unmerited favor of God, because you didn't deserve what just happened. You came, you said, Jesus saved me, he delivered you. God clothed you in his own righteousness, wiped everything you've done away, and gave you a fresh start, free from all sin, all addiction, all things you did from that moment past. Made you a new person on the inside, ready to grow in the knowledge and likeness of him. Listen to me. You have to grow in the knowledge and likeness of him. This is where we got messed up. People teach you, you accept Christ, you're all of a sudden different. You are. Your whole inside's been reworked. You now have the lustful spirit of passion, and the lustful spirit of the natural man is cast out. The new spirit of God, the divine spirit, the Holy Ghost, the spirit of truth, the one that comforts you, comes in and moves in and begins to take over. Now, he's there to do his job. He's there to guide you, tutor you, and teach you. It's your responsibility to learn what you just acquired. This brand new package that just came from heaven, it moved into you and took over your very being. Now, what do you have? What do I have? What was that? Wow, that felt good. Man, God set me free. I feel it. God made me over. I feel it. God made me free. I feel it. Oh, what do I do now? You don't know, because you've been trained the other way. Now, Peter says, check this out. Because of what you did, grace and peace are multiplied unto you. Grace is exactly this. I'm going to look it up in the Greek with you right now. Here's what it says. In the Greek, it says it is the divine. It says especially. Grace is especially the divine influence of God upon your heart, and it is a reflection of your life. It actually says the divine influence upon your heart, comma, and its reflection in the life of the one who received. So here's what you got. Because of what you did, grace, the divine influence upon your heart from God, has come upon you, and now peace has come upon you, which will set you at one, which will give you quietness, give you rest again in your soul. So here's your check and balance system. Do I have the oneness? Do I have the quietness? Am I at rest in my soul again? Is God divinely influencing me? Do I hear his voice? Is the divine influence of God what's guiding my heart? Is he driving the ship? Is God really in control? Do I hear from him? Do I hearken to him? And do I move throughout my day as the Spirit leads me? That's what he's given you. He's given you grace and peace. And Peter says, after that, let it be multiplied unto you. This grace and peace should keep growing and keep abounding in you and on you. This is what it says. He said, let this grace and peace multiply. It will increase in you. It will abound in you. And then he says, how do you do this? Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. The first opening statement, he said, those who obtain faith through the righteousness of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. You can't separate the two. Christ is the one that gives salvation. God does the justification. And you do your part to gain the knowledge of God through the scripture so that you can advance in sanctification. That's the way it works. Now, in the second verse, same thing. Do part one, you can move into part two. Grace, the unmerited favor, the divine influence of God upon your heart, God speaking to you and leading you clearly on your heartstrings to settle you, give you rest, and set you at one and make you free from all the things that you've never been able to overcome all these years in your life, now, today, now. And he says, it's through this knowledge Landon's given you of God and what he does and Jesus and his salvation as Lord and King of Kings and Lord of Lords. 2211100 is a game changer for you today. It's a game changer for you. You will become an empowered spiritual being able to overcome. Peter stepped out of the boat. Did you hear me a while ago? He put his foot on water and it sustained him as if it was concrete. He did it and overcame every obstacle that came against him in the natural world. Cancer, disease, emphysema, COPD, I don't care what it is. Alcoholism, crack addiction, perversions, a busy mind. I can't never sit still long enough to read the word. That's not of God. God said here, I'll give you grace. Grace is, I will speak to you myself. It's my personal divine influence. From the throne room, I will talk to you and guide you with influence upon your heart, and you'll know it's me because you'll see the reflection that I make in your life. You'll gain peace, rest. You'll be quiet. You'll be set at one again. If you come through, notice he says, all this stuff be multiplied to you. How? Through. Through is the open door. Through is the preposition denoting a position. Through is a preposition that denotes your position. So you've got to be positioned through the door of the knowledge of God and of the door of the knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What is the door? How does grace and peace be multiplied unto you? Through this preposition that denotes position of God and Jesus and gives you knowledge. What is that? Your Bible. What is that? Your Bible. You have no idea what that book is. I'm telling you, people, you don't know, you don't understand what's in there. You think you do. If you'll get in there and bake in there, if you'll set a half hour a day, say, I don't care if I got to get up at 4 a.m, I'm setting a half hour a day to shut every single natural thing in my world down and bake and spend time in this word and let this word get in me richly and dwell in me richly so God can speak to me powerfully as he's promised by his grace, which is that divine influence from the throne room right to me, right to my heart. And the peace will set me at one, make me new, make me over, and give me rest. And it comes through the door. This is the door. Again, that word through here in verse 2 is the preposition, and this preposition is one specifically denoting position. It's in relationship to your position of accepting Christ, of accepting the knowledge of Jesus and what he did for you on that cross. He's your deliverer, as we talked about. Now God says, because you've done that, I give you my spirit. My divine influence comes unto you, and it comes only through the knowledge. Only through the knowledge. Say it. Say, this comes only through the knowledge of God. I only get the knowledge of God by reading my Bible. This grace and peace comes only through the knowledge of God. I only get the knowledge of God by reading my Bible. Do you think God took time to pen this thing over 1,500 years from 4 different continents and make it match just for you because it wasn't important? Come on, man. Then it says in verse 3, we did step 1, we did step 2. We accepted Christ. We got the righteousness of God put on us. Jesus' blood made us whole. When God looks at us now, we're justified. We're in right standing with him. Now God's poured out his grace on us. Now because we did that, because we called up here and we accepted Christ, we dialed 2211100 and said, I'm in, man. I didn't realize the power of this thing. I didn't realize that you could walk on water. It will overcome everything in my natural world. That's my problem. I've been trying to deal with it all my life, and I still can't overcome this stuff. He says, okay, now that you've done that, now that you're justified, grace and peace is multiplied unto you through the knowledge of the Lord and Jesus. Right? Because you got in your Bible. He says, check this out. It'll all work because it's according to his plan. It's according as his divine power will now give unto you through reading your scripture and spending time with him all the things that pertain to life and godliness. Again, in verse 3, it says, through the knowledge, through your word, through your scripture of him that called you to glory and virtue. Let me tell you who you are, and I got to sign off and give a few call letters here real quick. You are, it says, through the knowledge of him that called you to glory and virtue. God called you to glory, which is another word for dignity, and virtues for excellence. You are called by the Lord God to be dignified and excellent. And if you're living any way but that, then you've been called by another voice and you answered it. The accuser of the brethren goes day and night, and he accuses you day and night. And the minute you answer him and agree with one of his accusations, you come off of your dignity and you come off of your excellence and you move in the direction of his lie. I'll end in that. You need to touch base with me this week. Listen, it's real easy. It's radio1603@gmail.com. I need to hear from you. I need to guide you in this teaching. I'm going to bring this back the week after next. I need to hear from you. Radio1603@gmail.com. It's very important. You must get this teaching. It's crucial to changing your life. Give to God today. Allow his influence to have access in your finances. Allow God to bring that divine influence upon your heart, upon you, and bring his divine influence upon your finances by your faithfulness of giving today. Give today to God and allow him, invite him into your financial access. Sow your seed. Send your financial seed to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. We've made this easy. The new Gmail is radio1603, and then, of course, to mail your seed and send your financial blessing to us to help this ministry is Lifetime to Advance the Kingdom, Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. This is Lifeline. It's not too late to call.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. Support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is radio1603@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.